Blog Talk Radio.
Reality Rules. What's going on? It's Reality Rules. Survivor Episode 3. Reality Rules. Reality Rules. What's going on? It's Reality Rules, coming to you live from Conroe, Texas. It's the Survivor Recap episode, hosted by Andrew Gibson and produced by Mama S. Tonight's episode is brought to you by the Hearing Aid Company, saying they helped Keith when he got home, so in the future he won't be running into blocks. Let's get started tonight with the Reality Rules.
What's going on? It's Reality Rules. Tonight, Conroe, Texas, after we had an amazing episode of Survivor tonight, that we talking to producer Mama S, who is, of course, with us as always. How are you tonight, Mama S?
Pretty good, pretty good. Got the baseball season going.
Your Cubs made it.
Yes, they did, and your Astros are well on their way.
We're not well on our way. We got a lot of making up to do here in the 6th, 7th, 8th, and 9th. So we'll see what happens, what's meant to be. And, of course, to all of our Toronto Blue Jay fans out there, I know we have several in the org community. Congratulations, as you are also going on, hopefully, to lose in the ALCS to the Astros. But we'll get that battle when we get there. The Astros got to win tonight first. What a crazy game that was earlier today. But enough about baseball. I was talking to Mama S. Previously, as we do in these first 15 minutes leading up to this episode, about tonight's Survivor episode in general. And the episode in general was just kind of I mean, the end, of course, was crazy, and we'll get to that as we work our way through the episode. But overall, the episode was just kind of, compared to the other ones, it was just kind of okay to me. And I think that a lot of this is coming from almost this second chance of season. Like, it was such a cool concept coming into it. In the first two or three episodes, they do this thing with the hidden immunity idol that they change up. They do the thing with the tribe swaps that they change up. But to me, them using the same challenges that they've used in previous seasons is kind of getting blah to me right now. It's just kind of getting a little stagnant. We're going to get into Survivor tonight. We're going to get into a lot of things, talk about the many, many that will be happening this weekend. But before we do that, let's get to a commercial that we have tonight. We've played it several times. It is the last week for you to be able to apply for Big Bro Vival. So let's hear a little bit from Alex Viver and Big Bro Vival. From the host that brought you Survival of the Fittest and Dehydration, Big Bro Vival is back. Big Bro Vival 3, Blood vs. Water. Now, this may be a common twist for Survivor games, but if you experience the level of gameplay in Big Brother, now you get the chance. Big Bro Vival's next season will focus on everything Blood vs. Water. You have to apply with a partner. Now, this partner can be either a real-life connection or just your best org friend. But you will be playing the game together. Applications open October 2nd, with the game starting early November. Contact Alex Viver on Facebook for more information or follow the official Big Bro Vival Facebook page. Big Bro Vival 3, Blood vs. Water. Again, this is your last week to apply for Big Bro Vival tonight. We want to get into Survivor tonight, of course, because there's some things I want to kind of touch on at the end here. Some crazy things happening in the org community, some different things going on. And so we want to kind of touch on just a little bit of random stuff here at the end. Some shout-outs to some certain people and some things just going on in some of these games. But let's get into the Survivor episode tonight as we see. We, of course, get the previously on Survivor, and they tell us what happened last time. We see PG's final walk-off in her last appearance for the season. And then we get blown into Angkor here. And we see immediately coming back, Jeff starts saying, hey, everybody, thanks for being loyal. I got to kiss people's butt. I got to start sucking up to people. If you want to get in on our Survivor talk tonight, you can, of course, as always, give us a call at 805-285-9730. You can talk to us in our chat. You can follow us on Twitter at Reality Rules 1, or you can message me or Susan on Facebook with any questions or comments. But Jeff starts talking about how he's got to kiss butt, he's got to say thanks, he's got to do all of these different things. Tasha immediately begins to start laying the groundwork for the next vote. Tasha is playing this game 24/7 on this island. I still think that the best player so far in this game, game-wise, has been Tasha. She immediately starts to go to Wu and work on Wu again about how Varner has to be the next vote. Varner has to be what happens next. And she starts to just kind of lay this little groundwork with Wu moving forward. And then, of course, Abby, being the Brazilian bombshell she is, takes offense to this and says, Tasha, how are you as my closest ally at this point going to go and start talking to Wu and start working Wu on this part when he's the person not only that voted me out this time, but voted me out last time? We're really going to get into Abby a little bit here towards the end as we get to the challenges and stuff. She's just a character, Mama S. I mean, this girl does not know when to shut her mouth. Reminds me of a couple orders.
I have to agree there.
Absolutely. she keeps going, and it's just, you know, you see this game of second chances, and if anybody is failing in the term of second chances more than anybody, it's Abby. I mean, I really wish RC would have came on this season just so she could have put Abby in her place again. But Abby immediately goes to Tasha, starts going it up, and you see Angkor is just still a tribe of mess. It's just somebody that's just absolutely horrible. Then you go over to the Bayon tribe and you see Jeremy start to brag about his idol. Again, I think Jeremy's playing a really good game so far. He hasn't had to go to tribal, so he hasn't seen a whole lot of strategic move come out of Jeremy. But just the placements and the little things that Jeremy is doing has made me very, very, very impressed with them here. And then again, it goes back to Angkor after the commercial break. And you see Angkor just talking about how hard it is on their tribe. One of my favorite quotes of the night is Andrew Savage says that Angkor was the survivor ghetto. So I'm sure Twitter is blowing up on the comment on that, and people are going to be on to Savage for that. But he makes the comment about Angkor being the survivor ghetto. And then we get into our first reward challenge of the season. I love the reward challenge, so that's one of the reasons that the first two episodes of Survivor, you know, I love to see that reward challenge play in there, and you don't see that until season three, or until about episode three or four, tonight being our fourth episode. So we get into the reward challenge, and first place is going to win a Survivor barbecue, which is huge. You're going to get food. You're going to get utensils to help you make fish, cook fish, do other things moving forward. You get this awesome sausage and vegetables and really cool things you can kind of grill and barbecue out on. And then you go to the second place, gets a smaller barbecue set, no meat, a little bit of veggies, and a small little kind of pan and stuff that you can cook for. And we're going to the challenge that I don't know exactly what season this was done on in the past. Do you know which season this challenge was from, Mama S? I don't know it off the top of my head.
You know what? I do not know at all.
Yeah, I don't either. But you've seen variations of this challenge happen several times in Survivor. It's the one where you get to swim out, get the beanbag, come back, put the beanbag on the little teeter-totter, and flip it into the basket. I know this was done once with actual food items. You've even seen this challenge kind of done on Big Brother and other shows. So this is not a new challenge to reality television.
No.
But the twist you see come into play here is Jeff Probst says you're not going to play this challenge as a team. This is going to be called the Hero Challenge, and one person from each tribe is going to complete the whole challenge. I was kind of surprised with some of the picks here as to who would compete in this challenge. When you look at the Takeo tribe, they picked Terry. Yes, Terry has been known as a challenge beast. Yes, Terry has been known as one of the biggest, best physical competitors in this game, but that was a long time ago. And you have Joe, who is a young, fast, quick, strong person, and they pick Terry. I get Terry, but I really would have thought that they would have picked Joe in that situation. He's just more in shape. He's a little better than Terry, in my opinion. So I don't know about you, but to me, the pick of Terry to play that competition over Joe was a little bit of a surprise to me.
I was surprised by that, too. I would have definitely picked Joe.
But then you see the same thing happen in Angkor. They pick Savage, who goes on and wins the challenge, and we'll talk about that here in a second. But I would have thought that Angkor would pick Wu here. It's got a swimming water element to it. Wu is a great swimmer. He's physically fit. He's younger. He has more endurance. These hero choices here didn't make a whole lot of sense to me. The Jeremy one for Bayon, I got that one. Your only other option was Spencer. Jeremy's obviously a bigger physical competitor than Spencer. But I didn't understand the selection. The other two tribes won. So, I mean, I guess they made the right decision. I still think that Joe would have beat Savage. I think Joe and Wu would have been a good battle, but I think Joe would have beat Savage in the long run there. So to me, that decision doesn't make a whole lot of sense. But then you see Angkor do get first place. And I mean, you really see the physical draw on this challenge on these three people. They're competing by themselves. And by the third leg, I mean, these people are just worn out. They're beat to the aspect of even stepping on their edge of the teeter-totter was physically drawing them out. It was physically wearing these people out, and their momentum and their endurance was just dying by the end that they got to this challenge. Savage gets a little bit of skill there in the end. He gets his third beanbag up first, and Angkor probably gets the biggest win that they have had of the season. And Angkor gets this food momentum. Angkor gets this going on. Mama S just put up a nice poll for us that you can vote on in Reality Rules. Do you like that they are using comps from past seasons, or do you think they should come up with better ones for such an extreme season? Go vote and let us know what you think about that in Reality Rules Facebook page, or you could always call in 805-285-9730. And Angkor gets this huge victory. They really, really need this. And for Andrew, he goes and says, you know, I felt in my old season I didn't pull enough weight. I didn't do what I needed to do. And I think that for me, this challenge was just definitely a proof that I'm here, I'm helping, I'm here to win, I'm here to play, not just for me, but for my tribe. We saw Andrew get very, very emotional in this episode. We see all Savage really kind of break down in several aspects. And I really think this game is starting to get to him and really starting to affect him. That's something that's really going on. We got a comment on one of our polls. Jaden James says it's fitting for the season's theme. And I do agree. It is fitting for the season's theme. It's helpful in that aspect. But the comment that comes from that is, yes, it's fitting for the scene, but is it getting boring or stagnant to watch? Is it hurting in that aspect of this moving forward? So that was kind of interesting. We saw this challenge. Angkor had a really, really good win, and that was good for them. Of course, Takeo came in second, strengthening that tribe and strengthening that camp a little more also in the form of cooking, and all of that happened. So that's kind of how the reward challenge broke down. I thought it was a cool, interesting concept of the Heroes Challenge. But in the long run, I would have loved to see a little bit more of a difference with that. Log into our chat here and talk to us about what's going on. We just saw a guest log in here. Let us know comments, what you want to say, different things. We'll make sure we inch that on air. Call us at 805-285-9730. Let's play a commercial for one of our live games that we have. We're sponsoring. We will be recapping episode 2 on this coming up in our season 2 as they do the episodes coming up. This is a commercial from Amos Smith and Real Foot Survivor. Survivor Real Foot is now casting for season 3. This is a Survivor-style game held in Northwest Tennessee over a 7-day period. Survivor Real Foot provides the closest Survivor experience that you will find. From the outdoor location, limited food rations, to original challenges, confessionals, and custom-made buffs. This season will be filmed and edited like the real show for a YouTube release. Filming dates for season 3 are June 5th through the 11th. You can find your application on our website, survivorrealfoot.weebly.com. We encourage all types of applicants, including those with limited outdoor experience and even Survivor knowledge. You can find our fan page on Facebook at Survivor Real Foot and watch past episodes on our website or our YouTube channel. Be sure to catch the premiere of the first half of Season 2 coming in January. Survivor Real Foot. You can find them on survivorrealfoot.weebly.com or look up Amos Ray Smith on Facebook. Survivor Real Foot, casting Season 3 now. And they come back from commercial break on their reward challenge. And probably, to me, one of the most entertaining parts of this season is you see Cass start to talk about how she's playing this game differently. She's not being Chaos Cass. She's going to be smarter. She's going to be nicer. She's going to play more of a social, strategic game. She's going to try to break things down a little bit. And you see her take these beads out of her bag and go to the beach and start to work on something. And Kelly Whitworth immediately starts saying, oh, there goes Chaos Cass. There goes all these different things. Looks like she's over there trying to make a fake immunity idol. Looks like she's trying to do these things. And you see the stigma of what was Chaotic Cass start to come out of the woodworks a little bit. And those things start to surface. Kelly actually walks to Cass on the beach, and we don't know what Cass is doing at this point. And Cass immediately says, no, go away, go away, go away. And I'm just like, okay, here we go. We got another Abby Maria situation here. Cass is saying that she's going to play different, and yet she's starting to get chaotic. She's obviously up to something fishy. I mean, were you thinking the same thing, Susan, at this point, that when Cass throws up her hand at Kelly and says, go away from me?
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing, too, that she was up to something. I mean, why wouldn't she be?
Absolutely. And then Kelly goes back to the camp. She goes back to the area. And Cass just had a birthday present for her, a late birthday present that she handed her. And it was this little good luck necklace bead thing. And, I mean, I felt bad because I'm like, I was just judging Cass doing something bad and horrible and wrong. And she comes up and she has created this birthday present for Kelly Whitworth. And Kelly, I mean, you could tell she honestly felt a little bad in this situation too, but it was just kind of entertaining. And it was really cool to see from the aspect of Cass. Cass is one of those that is making a true effort to change. And you're not seeing Cass play the same game that Cass played the first time she was on this season. So kudos to Cass. Really, really cool job.
Oh, I agree to that too, yeah. And shame on everybody for thinking the worst in her.
Even all you viewers, because we know that y'all were thinking the same thing. And I was. And she's just really playing a cool game. And I hope it gets rewarded. I hope we see her go a little further. But I do kind of still hope that a little bit of that chaotic cast comes out. Because it's fun to watch, you know. It's fun to see. So I think she needs to find a mix there. And be this emotional, good, soft side, but there's a point in time where Cass is going to have to step up and play this game because nice Cass is only going to take her so far. And if she doesn't step up and try to step up late a little bit, I think you're going to see her kind of get lost in the mix. And then it flips over to Bion, and Spencer starts to dig a hole. But he's not digging a hole for him. He starts to dig a hole for Kelly Wigglesworth. And I still think that right now, I mean, unless Kelly does something amazing, if this tribe goes to tribal, Kelly's going to be the one to go home, and Spencer's not helping her in any standpoint. The one thing that is in her favor is you see as Spencer talks to Monica and start to put this against Kelly, Monica immediately starts to kind of shut him down on confessional and start saying, you know, hey, yeah, I see this going on, but Spencer's not as smart as he seems, and some of these guys eventually have to start going so we don't have a guys' alliance take over here in the end. We don't see that start to happen. So Monica kind of immediately calls him out on it, immediately tries to kind of put him in his place and move forward with the episode and move forward with the game and saying, yeah, I see that he wants to target Wigglesworth. I'm not saying that's my plan. But again, this is a tribe that hasn't had to go to tribal yet. So you haven't seen these strategies and things start to come into play. And then we get to the immunity challenge. The immunity challenge, now, as much as this is a repeated immunity challenge, this is one of my favorite challenges because people do get hurt. There are injuries. It is mass chaos. It's the blindfold puzzle challenge where there's pieces scattered over the beach. There's one caller that is giving directions to two pairs of players that are going on the beach looking for this. And I think looking for the pieces and then eventually putting together a cube puzzle. Now, I don't think it's irony of who our three callers were. They were Kimmy, Varner, and Cass, who are probably the three biggest loudmouths on this season. three of the biggest loud talking, going on, and doing these different things here.
No,
and so
I agree. That was on purpose.
Oh, that was definitely on purpose. And you could tell Cass was a freaking mess in this competition. I mean, if it wasn't for Joe saying, all right, Cass, shut up. I'm just going to go grab a piece by myself and bring it in. I mean, this dude, I mean, Survivor MacGyver is going to stick with him all season because he's beast moding everything. I mean, at one point he's like, all right, Cass, just point me in the direction. I'll run into it. And I mean, he is picking up these pieces by himself.
I know. These I hear they weigh 25 pounds a piece.
25 pounds a piece. And, I mean, you can tell they're big wood pieces. My wife was curious and saying, those don't look as heavy as they don't look that heavy. And I'm like, no, they're wood.
I was saying that when I was watching it too with a friend, and he was like, no, those are 25 pounds. And I verified it. I was like, wow. I was thinking they were much lighter. Like, why aren't they carrying two? But I guess they're awkward shaped. And
oh, yeah. And then, so not only is Cass chaotic and Cass is doing that, but if I had a dollar for every time Keith said he could not hear, I mean, I'm literally laughing out loud during this challenge is how chaotic Cass is and how Keith just can't hear her. And he points that out, Cass, I can't hear you. Cass, I can't hear you. You have Terry Deet standing by himself waiting for direction, and Cass is kind of just letting this challenge fall apart. And I strongly believe that if Joe was not on that tribe, Cass would not have been able to pull off that win. Joe saves them yet again, brings them out of this, and says, you know, I'm just going to win, and I'm going to win, and I'm going to win. That's what Joe does. And we go to the puzzle, and of course, Bayon wins the first place part of that. Now, during this whole challenge for Angkor, you see the complete opposite effect. You see, of course, Abby Marie just complaining. I can't see. There's dust in my eyes.
Oh,
she takes
off
her buff. She takes off her buff, and the sun's so bright now, so she can't see. Oh, I'm getting hurt. And you just hear this complaint coming from Abby. She's not participating in the challenge as much. She's just kind of there. We're going to talk about this here in a second, but you just see that start to happen. Takeo wins second. And you see, as we get deeper in the puzzle, I mean, Angkor just gives up. Savage is laying his head on the other puzzle pieces. They just straight up give up and say, okay, it's just not going to happen. And they quit. I don't know if that was as much of they were just physically exhausted, if they were frustrated. For Savage was doing this challenge by himself, Mama S. And so it's kind of just like
he wasn't.
I just think he got frustrated, and he just said, I can't do this by myself, so I'm not going to exert any more effort on a challenge that nobody else is helping me with. I mean, that's just kind of what Savage was pushed at. So, I mean, I don't know. We've been in those situations before in orgs where we feel that we're the only person competing or doing things. I mean, I know you've probably been there too, Mama S.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we've all been there thinking it, but it's always still so different. There's always the one person that tries the hardest and the one person that has all the excuses.
Absolutely. And then, but it's not only that. When Jeff Probst starts to interview them at the end, Savage can't even talk.
Yeah, I know. I commented on that. He was, like, breathing. Like, I really thought he was going down with a heart attack. I mean, he couldn't even finish his complete sentence.
I thought he was ready to quit. I thought we were going to have a medevac right there of just Savage saying, I can't do this anymore. It's hard. He has a horrible camp life. He's the only person playing on his challenges. He's the only person moving forward and competing. And I just really thought Savage was going to hit the run. Okay, I want to get into Tribal. I want to get into the talk that happens to Tribal, and then I want to talk a lot about Abby here at the end. Before we do that, let's do have another commercial here for another game that is coming up. Let's talk about Blackout. A new game coming to Facebook is Blackout. It is a third-person competition-based alias game. It is ran by none other than Jason Voorhees himself and has many famous killers and survivors trying to kill and or survive once again. Your goal is to be on top or get your lights snuffed out, because if you aren't, you're blacked out. For more information, see Wade on Facebook at Wade James Lee. See Wade on Facebook for more information on the upcoming game Blackout. A horror mixed horror sure to keep your lights on. The game is starting in January also. Make sure you get with Wade. I think January. I actually think it's supposed to start pretty soon around Halloween. Get with Wade. He'll get you the exact date on those kind of stuff. So then we get back to the tribe, and it starts to be split between Varner and Wu. Abby wants to keep Varner because Varner's been loyal to her. She doesn't want to take – she wants to take out Wu because Wu has backstabbed her, gone against her. Again, you hear more whining. Abby, yet again, has put herself in a situation where she supposedly is the deciding vote. But I think – I mean, Susan, this to me was very overplayed by CBS because Abby was not the swing vote here. There's five people on the tribe.
No, she wasn't.
There's five people on the tribe. If Tasha wants to get out – Varner, all she has to do is get Wu on board, who is on board. So that was very overplayed by CBS, in my opinion. I think Tasha came from the backstabbing Abby. She didn't want Abby to feel like she betrayed her, because we all know that Abby hates when people go against her. So I think that was part of it. But then we get into this tribal council where Wu starts saying, I'm a physical threat, I can help you in the long run. And Varner just begins to speak eloquently, as Varner does. And when Varner gives his last speech, I turned to my wife and I said, he just got himself out of it. It was beautiful. It was poignant. I'm here. I'm here to help. I'm loyal, Tasha, even though we've had our beef. I'm loyal to you. Can we just vote, trying to get in the last word? And Varner rushes this tribal council vote. Wu looks at Abby and says, Abby, I won't do it again. I'm loyal. I'm here. I want to play, and I want to play with you. And it comes time for the vote, and unfortunately, very sad for me, Jeff Varner was voted out by a vote of 4-1. One of my favorite players. He was very entertaining to watch. A lot of people were sad. Go look on Jeff Varner's – of course, a lot of people are messaging on Jeff Varner's Facebook page and putting on there, oh, so sorry you went. You're one of my favorites. Very good. But there's an actual video on Varner's Facebook page from Audrey. And it's Audrey crying.
Oh, is there
fake,
really?
Fake crying to Jeff saying, oh, no, Jeff, you got voted out. And Audrey posted this big, sad video on his page about what's happening. So that was kind of fun to watch and kind of fun to see. With Jeff Varner being evicted, we do lose another player from our fantasy game. I'm sorry, Tyler Tuller. Tuller was eliminated.
I think Chance had.
Oh, did he?
I think you're wrong on that one.
Double check that, because I thought I'd looked.
I thought it was Chance Armstrong. I could be wrong. I thought I looked just a bit ago.
We're double checking on that right now, because I thought I looked right as it happened, and it was Tuller.
Oh, yes, you are right. I'm sorry. I'm looking at Wu thinking Wu is still going, because that's what I was so nervous about. It is Tyler.
Yeah, so Tuller has left the building on our fantasy game. Sorry. Thanks for playing, Tuller. Good luck again next season. If you ever want a good conversation about Survivor, Tyler Setter, Tuller, he knows the game. He's very fun to talk Survivor with. I'm not done with Survivor. We've gotten through the episode, but this is the question that I want to post, and we can put another poll up against about Tribe done it to themselves. And not just the Angkor Tribe. Has Varner, Wu, PG, and all these people done it to themselves? Because I think these people are losing this challenges. They're not having the tribal unity because they haven't taken out Abby. Abby is the cancer on this tribe. Think about what happens if Abby's not in this game anymore and Vetus is still in this game. And Vetus was competing in the puzzle challenge in Abby's spot. Think about what happens if PG is in this competition instead of Abby. I mean, and I know this is all speculation, but the question I pose is Angkor doing this to themselves? Because, yes, Jeff might not be that physical of a threat, but he's not this cancer attitude, emotion bringer, downer that Abby is. And is that ultimately what is doing this tribe in? What are your thoughts on that, Susan?
You know, I'll be honest. I was never an Abby fan at all. I didn't like her in one season she was in. I didn't like her day one. However, in the past three episodes, she's quite grown on me. And if it works for her, I mean, she might be one of my top favorites right now.
Right. And I get that it's working for her. But my question is for the tribe as a whole. Do you performing better if Abby wasn't on their tribe?
Oh, yeah, of course, of course. But they're not smart enough to realize to get rid of her.
So
like,
Angkor,
that's the only way they're going to win. She's very negative and down, and people see her give up. They don't want to fully give because she's not fully giving. But that's on the tribe for not getting rid of her.
Yeah, so Angkor is really, I don't feel sorry for them. They're doing it to themselves. They're digging themselves in this hole. They're hurting themselves in these different situations. And to me, Angkor has nobody to blame but themselves. Jeff Varner has nobody to blame but himself, because he could have taken out Abby round one and Vetus would have been there with him. Wu has nobody to blame but himself.
Oh, I agree. And as soon as they merge or switch or whatever happens, Abby's going to be in a great position, and they left her that way.
And last round, this should have been Tasha going last week, Savage going this week.
Yes.
The alien
nation
that they've done, they have nobody to blame but themselves. Abby is doing a great job. As lover, hater, she's positioned herself well right now, and I don't think she's going anywhere anytime soon. You know, I take that back. You know, I think Savage and Tasha might vote her out next because they don't need her anymore. I hope that doesn't happen. I hope we don't see Angkor just get picked off one by one by one, but that's just how it's looking. This tribe is pitiful. They're pathetic. And they've really got to start to pull it together because Andrew Savage cannot carry that team on his back. So that's pretty much going to wrap up our Survivor episode, our Survivor recap of the night. I'm going to give out our Player of the Week award, and I'm going to go ahead and give our Player of the Week award. I've thought back and forth on this several times. But I'm going to go ahead and give it to somebody who was on the losing tribe. I'm going to give it to Savage. I think Savage played overall a really decent game this week. He, of course, survived the vote. He's still on top, but you just really see his heart and soul in this game right now. So Savage is going to be our Player of the Week. Abby is still going to right now hold my kind of weakest player right now. She's just, you know, she's positioned, yes, for maybe a merge, maybe a jury, but she's not positioned to win this game right now, and that's going to end up being her downfall in the end. Next week, I'm going to go out on a limb, and I'm still going to say Kelly Wigglesworth is going to be in trouble. Mama S., who's your prediction for next week? Vote off.
Oh, I don't know. I'm thinking Monica.
Yeah, that was an interesting little concept with her there. I mean, I could see that, but I just don't see the Takeo flip enough happening for that to happen. So that's Survivor. We want to touch base on a couple other little things. Mama S is, I've got a couple things that she doesn't even know that I want to talk about, but I saw some things just as we were kind of getting on air that I want to touch base on. First off, we do have our reality mini coming up again this Saturday. We missed last week's due to Joshua Felix's game that was played.
Andrew and I did very well in
third and fourth should have been first and second. There's some things I didn't like about that game.
Hey, but if you look at that document, all the presents we got came from each other.
Absolutely. We played really, really well. If you play in a mini, team up with me and Susan, we'll take you far. So anybody is interested or has questions about minis or like, what are they talking about? Message me or Susan. Talk to us on Twitter on our Facebook page. We'll get you hooked up with some games and some different things going on. But we are playing our Reality Rules mini this Saturday. Now that we didn't play last week, so we will be giving away two all-star spots, two honorable mention spots into our final game that we played the week of Halloween. That one will be hosted by Susan because I will be on vacation. Not that I'm counting down the days or anything, but that one will be coming up too. So if you're interested in playing in this week's Reality Rules mini, please message Susan on Facebook. She's the one that kind of helps me get that behind-the-scenes stuff done on that, and we'll get you in the cast for this week. We'll also are going to still go ahead and we'll cast for next week. So anytime in the next 2 weeks that you would like to play, message us and we'll get you in one of those casts. Here's what I want to talk about. We're getting into orgs a little bit. And if you're listening, I would love your interaction on this. 805-285-9730. Is it ever okay to quit a game? Is it ever okay to quit a game? I'm not going to lie, guys. I'm looking through our community. I'm going through All About Orgs. I'm looking at my news feed. I'm looking through rants and raves. And I'm just seeing all of these people that are quitting. They're giving up. They get frustrated with the way something happens. I'm looking at Dakota's Big Brother game. I love Ryan Barker, but Ryan Barker has dropped out of that game. I don't know if you saw that, Mama S.
Yes, I did see that.
You see that happening. Sam was kicked out of for just posting some inappropriate stuff that the host had done. Sam was kicked out of Survivor Domino Effect tonight. There's just all this stuff in the air. And guys, my question, and not really my question, but my shout out to everybody at this point is what I want to say is suck it up. You know, these are games. You sign up for them and you want to play these games. And if you want to play them, play them. These hosts put hard work into them. If you don't like somebody that's in the cast, don't sign up for the game. If things don't go your way, don't quit. Figure a way to get out of it or just go with the way the game is played. Nobody likes being voted out, but it happens. Nobody likes being nominated, but it happens. It's not what happens when you're nominated. It's not what happens when you're voted out. It's how you bounce back from it and make yourself a better player. It's how you bounce back from it and make yourself a better person. I mean, even in some other games, Susan's game has some little petty drama in this. And at the end of the day, guys, I just want y'all to remember that these are games. And outside of these games, we're all still human beings. We all still have things going on in our lives. We still have things that we have to do. I mean, some of these people that I know hated each other in some of these reality television shows get off of the show, and they're the best of friends. And that's what you really have to realize. We play these games because we love them. We play these games because they're fun, but at the end of the day, guys, they're just a game. Give credit to the hosts. Give credit to the players. Respect each other and play the games and uphold the integrity because at the end of the day, that's what we have the most. Anything you want to add on that, Susan?
The same thing. I mean, I know there's always bullshit. I mean, I'm no perfect stranger. I've quit in the past, too, for the dumbest reasons. I've also got kicked out for the dumbest reasons, but it is what it is. I mean, try not to quit.
Just play hard. That's what it is at the end of the day. Just play hard and play strong. All right, so that's pretty much going to wrap it up for us today. Like I said, it's a little shorter episode. It was kind of an uneventful episode. We will be back. We're trying to get – are we going to have Jalen on next week? Is that confirmed yet?
We are trying, and I am working something with him. I will tell you what's going on with that privately.
Cool. So we're trying to get Jalen on. He's going to talk to us a little bit, some Hire Me Survivor stuff. We're trying to get some Big Brother contestants on right now. Susan's kind of working hard on getting those things lined up. So we have a lot of things happening. Stay tuned to our Facebook page. Stay tuned to our Twitter. And, of course, we'll be back with you this Saturday at 10:30 as we will bring you the second Big Brother mini, mini extreme right here on Reality Rules. That's all that I have for you tonight. Mama S, thanks, as always, for joining me. And we will see you all back here next week, hopefully with an Astros victory at the end of the night, although it's not looking good. And, of course, stay real. Don't get voted. This really should have